This episode is sponsored by Zombie Company Crusade. Let's be honest, tech news is not nearly as fun as a good mobile game. Zombie Company Crusade was created and developed by a Marine Recon Scout Sniper. Use your own strategies with full in-battle troop controls. Use the engineer manipulation feature to use as many engineers as you want, when and where you want. Battle each opponent in real time, one-on-one, and defend your base from zombie attacks and receive zombie reward drop bonuses up to 3 times a day. What are you waiting for? It's free to download on iOS today. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Guys, let me show you a screenshot of a comment section from, like, a normal show. So, this is the comment section of a show that has this many views, but here's the comment section. Again, views, comment section. But yesterday, I told everyone to comment with their faces, and this was the result. That is why I love my community. Logitech already makes some badass audio equipment, but when you think sports, you don't really think Logitech, you think Jaybird, I guess. So now Logitech has acquired Jaybird for $50 million. Jaybird, of course, being the sport headphone and wearable manufacturer. They're not going to get rid of Jaybird and just make everything Logitech. It will remain its own independent subsidiary with Logitech as the parent company. So if you're into Jaybirds and the sports and the whatnots, this is right up your alley. It's not, I mean, I'm not even near the alley. I haven't even like made the turn into the alley. I haven't even gone outside where the alley is. I'm so far from sports that it's kind of really sad, actually. Batman v Superman. Terrible f***ing movie. But Batfleck, Ben Affleck as Batman, probably the greatest live-action on-screen Batman that we've ever gotten in the history of Batman stuff ever. I mean ever. Batfleck is f***ing awesome. And even before Batman v Superman was officially released, we were aware that this was actually setting up for eventually a standalone Batman movie that, of course, will star Ben Affleck as Batman. But we've gotten more information from Warner Bros. As of yesterday. Not only will he be playing Batman, Ben Affleck will also be directing the whole movie. Yes, to me, in my heart, no one knows Batfleck like Batfleck knows Batfleck. So this is totally okay with me. If you let me down, I swear to God. I swear to God, Ben Affleck, I won't do anything. You're a much larger person than me. Snapchat has rolled out a brand new update, and within the update, you can now apply emojis to objects within videos, like this. So essentially, as the object moves around, it will be motion tracked, and the emoji will remain on the object for the remainder of the video. Cool. Sprint has rolled out a brand new ad that totally and completely targets T-Mobile, describing T-Mobile as ghetto. Now, hear me out, I might actually get in trouble for showing you this, but I think I have to because I feel at some point Sprint will remove the ad. So here's a clip from the ad. I'm not making this shit up.
I'm gonna tell your carrier name and I want you to basically tell me what comes to your mind. T-Mobile. When I say T-Mobile to you, this is a couple of words.
Oh my God, the first word that came to my head was ghetto. Yes. That sounds like terrible. Oh my God, I don't know, like.
Yikes, goddamn savages! No, but seriously, Sprint, you should really consider removing that from the internet, like, entirely. That was not a good idea. You know what sucks and has always sucked? Google's emojis. Just look at this. Tell me these aren't the worst emojis that have ever been created in the history of emoji creation ever in the history of ever. Well, it seems like Google has finally realized this, and within the brand new developer update for Android N, we are getting a new set of emojis. Things that look, as they say, more realistic, more human-like, and they're a lot better than the blobs, but they're still not great. To me, this is what I think. We should have universal emojis that everyone uses. Every service, every platform, they all use the same library of emojis and boom, that's what we got. So there's no confusion. Everything's compatible. It just works that way. And we should all use the emojis from iOS. That should be the universal emoji library, because that's the truth. It's better. It's just better. Guys, that's the show. Hopefully you liked it or you learned something. If you did, hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on the Twitter at Front Page Tech. Bam, right there. Of course, this was episode 3 of the week. Again, there's 5 episodes this week thanks to the sponsors that are on board. So I will see you tomorrow. Have a lovely day. I actually don't care about your day. Bye.